And Pence might preside in the Senate tonight when Republicans will likely push through the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, which recently has weighed in on a number of election-related cases. Joining us now is Carrie Johnson, who covers the Justice Department for NPR. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi there.
Will Pence actually be there tonight, and what's being said about that?
Tanya, this is just in. Politico website is reporting that Pence will not be present for the vote tonight. This does represent a change. As late as yesterday, Mike Pence was telling people he wouldn't miss it for the world. And earlier this morning, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Pence's attendance was in flux. We do know that several senior Republicans in the Senate said Pence wasn't really needed tonight. There isn't going to be a tie to break, and it may be better for everyone's safety if he stays home.
Will there be any surprises in the voting tonight, do you think?
Well, you know, over the weekend, Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski, who had said she was not happy about this vote taking place so close to an election, said that she would, in fact, ultimately vote in favor of Amy Coney Barrett. She said the judge does have the qualifications and the temperament to sit on the Supreme Court. To me, one of the biggest surprises is that Democrats have maintained mostly a lockstep position here. All Democrats are expected tonight to oppose Amy Coney Barrett. That hasn't happened in a long time for a Supreme Court justice.
Can you give us more about what we can expect? What are plans for her to be sworn into the high court?
Yeah, the president has said that there'll probably be a nice event at the White House tonight. It's not clear where. We are hearing reports from Capitol Hill that senior Republicans are getting invitations to that event. And we do think that the Senate will begin voting tonight around 7:30 p.m. So that could be kind of a late evening for a lot of these lawmakers and for the president, too.
I want to ask you about something else. So Barrett declined to recuse herself from hearing any cases involving the presidential election. How could that affect any post-election cases that come before the court?
Tanya, this could be enormously controversial. Barrett said at her confirmation hearing that she would follow the regulations and maybe consult with her new colleagues on the Supreme Court. But really, the Supreme Court has an honor system about recusals, and no one's going to make her step aside if she doesn't want to. That said, senior Democrats on the Judiciary Committee have already signaled that if Barrett does wind up on the court and she does wind up on a case that helps to decide President Trump's political fate, that could be very damaging for the reputation of the court and for Judge Barrett's reputation, too.
Longtime Supreme Court reporter Linda Greenhouse wrote in the New York Times yesterday that there's really no doubt about how Coney Barrett would rule on abortion, specifically given that she sided with the dissent in a case in Indiana that in part concerned a ban on abortions if the woman's decision was based on a disability like Down syndrome. Would you say that case went under the radar during her rushed confirmation hearings?
Well, you know, abortion was a hot topic at her confirmation hearings. We do know that Judge Barrett signed a letter or an ad back in 2006 that called Roe v. Wade a barbaric legacy, and that she, as a devout Catholic, she believes that life begins at conception. But she refused to answer questions about whether she'd vote to uphold or overturn Roe v. Wade in a later case, Planned Parenthood v. Casey. We do know she doesn't think that Roe is a super precedent, which means that it's basically above challenge at this point. She said the landmark case Brown v. Board of Education is, but she noted there are still plenty of challenges with respect to Roe v. Wade and abortion rights around the country.
So what are some of the ways that the court could possibly undermine the right to an abortion without overturning Roe versus Wade that granted it?
A lot of legal experts think that there are many smaller ways to chip away at that precedent set by Roe v. Wade, basically allowing state laws to take hold and upholding state laws that impose restrictions on women seeking abortions, gestational bans, additional medical procedures, and the like. And Chief Justice John Roberts, just in June, in a case out of Louisiana, basically struck down in Louisiana law that would impose more restrictions on medical providers seeking to provide women abortions. But he did signal the court may be open to more abortion restrictions moving forward. And certainly Judge Barrett will be closely watched on those issues when she takes the bench very soon.
While I still have you, where are Democrats right now on expanding the size of the court if Joe Biden becomes president?
This is an interesting and tricky problem for Democrats. Of course, you know, Joe Biden just last night on 60 Minutes said he would like to launch a presidential commission in the event that he wins to study these issues, not just adding seats to the Supreme Court, but maybe the possibility of term limits, 18-year term limits for justices. And some scholars have even talked about Congress passing legislation to limit the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court in some cases. Joe Biden is mostly an institutionalist. He's presided over Supreme Court confirmations as former chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he hasn't wanted to be so bold in the past, but it's been interesting to hear people like Chris Coons, his ally in Delaware, a Democrat, saying that nothing is off the table, and Democrats like Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island have also suggested that they believe Republicans have played such politics with this process in the recent past that there's no holds barred if Democrats take over the Senate moving forward.
There is lots to watch out for. Carrie Johnson covers the Justice Department for NPR. As always, thank you so much, Carrie.
My pleasure. Thank you.